I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Democrats and Republicans made stops throughout the state of Alabama this weekend. Florida Senator Marco Rubio made two stops, one at Samford University in Birmingham and at Huntsville's Space and Rocket Center. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke at Miles College in Birmingham. At the Space and Rocket Center, Marco Rubio told the crowd that he'll win if he gets the nomination.
I will win because I will unite this party, I will bring it together, and I will grow it. We will take our message to people that live today the way that I grew up. To people living paycheck to paycheck, I grew up paycheck to paycheck. And I'm a conservative because limited government is the only economic system in the world where you can make poor people richer and you don't have to make rich people poorer.
Other visitors over the weekend included businessman Donald Trump coming to Huntsville on Sunday and former President Bill Clinton in Montgomery. Dr. Ben Carson will make his way to Montgomery later today. Fans of writer Harper Lee came from as far as Maryland over the weekend for a candlelight vigil in Monroeville, Alabama, for the author who died just over a week ago. APR's Pat Duggins was there. He files this report.
The group of 30 fans was small but devoted, both to Pulitzer Prize winner Harper Lee and her classic To Kill a Mockingbird. Jeannie Anderson of Lake Village, Arkansas, says she was in the ninth grade when she first read Lee's story about Scout, Boo Radley, and Atticus Finch.
I found out my friends started texting me that she had passed, and I knew I had to be here. This is history. This is something that the entire world has lost, and they don't even realize it.
Harper Lee died in her sleep at the age of 89. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Monroeville.
Dozens of weather scientists from across the country will be gathering in Huntsville for a major study on how tornadoes form in the South. Vortex Southeast is a research project based in Huntsville that will run through March and April. About 40 weather researchers will use mobile radar, drones, and other equipment to study tornadoes in the region. Social scientists will also be speaking with residents in the Southeast to dig into the psychology behind tornado warnings and figure out the best ways to get people to take action when tornadoes are likely, especially at night. Researchers are also hoping to shed some light on a few of the mysteries of southeastern tornadoes, like whether the landscape of the South gives the twisters any added strength. And a new study from Auburn University says regulatory uncertainty and cyber attacks are among some of the main concerns for Alabama's banking industry. That report also reveals state banks issued about $14 billion in small business loans by the end of the third quarter of last year. It says the small businesses in Alabama created nearly 25,000 net new jobs by 2012, based on the most recent data. Now let's take a look at your forecast.
The cloud cover this morning will move on out by afternoon from north to south across the state. Temperatures will still be warm. We'll see the mid-60s for the northern half of the state, lower 70s as you head further to the south. Clearing skies throughout the afternoon hours, but we'll see a few clouds return by evening. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.